And my next question is for me personally. What about rent houses?
Oh, we do a lot. We love rent houses. The underwriting on those is so much easier, and the paperwork is about a third of what it is. So we do a lot of rental houses. And the 1-4 residential is kind of our sweet spot. So we don't do a lot of apartment complexes. But
I'm gonna guess there's 20% down on that one though.
20% down is the norm on those. We do have the flexibility of using the greater of purchase price and appraised value. So if you can go pick something up a little under market, we can get you in for sometimes less than 20. You don't usually go steal them for 75% of what they're worth, but we do have that flexibility of using the greater of appraisal and purchase price.
That's a huge difference.
Which is huge, you bet. Not a lot of folks do that these days.
In fact, I don't know a bank in town that will do it. It's
not,
the lesser
not
of.
Not many, yeah, always.
You know, if you do get a good deal, congratulations, because you're still putting 20% down.
Correct. Correct.
So that, I mean,
which is kind of crazy, right? If you own the home and it's worth 100, they'll say, "Oh yeah, we'll lend you 80." If you're buying the home and it's worth 100, no, we couldn't possibly lend you 80. We'll only lend you 60, right? So it's the math there can be a little confusing. That is one thing we can do.
Well, and let's talk a little bit, because I know your dad used to do a lot of flip houses and rent houses and
sure,
stuff too.
Sure.
And so do I.
Sure.
But so you get one because it does need some work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the great thing is you got a good deal. Well, if you could do something in the appraisals more, but you're going to need that extra money to fix it up, some paint, you know, some stuff to make it rentable.
Sure, yeah. There's always room for minor repairs and stuff like that. It gets difficult to project what that home is going to be worth once you're done with it in 6 months and that kind of thing. But there's always room for a few thousand bucks for some paint and carpet and to get them rent ready. You bet.
That's good, because see, I can say this on the radio because I've got them here, because you know we tape it. Just well, FYI, if you listen to our show, you can always go to sallison.com and re-listen to it. It's on our website. So I say, hey, what was that guy's name? Where does he work? I like what I heard, or I'm driving down the road. So just FYI. So now, like, come in and buy a house under market. I've got one that I'll bring to you. I've got one coming up, a little rent house, and it's a fixer-upper though.
Sure.
You know, one of my specialties is fixer-upper. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, if you can get some in this market right now, and Richard can contest this, our real estate market is very, very good in San Angelo, Texas.
Very hot.
And so if you can acquire some properties, and if you hear from most of the gurus, they say it's called acquiring wealth, and that's building wealth. And that's what it is, because you think we all work every day for, you know, pay our bills and do our stuff. But if you can get some rent houses under your belt and let other people pay your payment for you. And folks, I've done this a long time, but I still look at houses. I go, God, I sold that house for $62,000. Capitol Heights would be a good example. They sell over 200 now.
It's hard to believe, even in the 13 years that I've been at the credit union, it's hard to believe how much the market has appreciated. And it's a long-term investment. I think Scott would probably tell you.
100%.
You don't get rich quick on a rental home. Don't think you're going to get rich quick. But,
and you're going to earn your money.
Over time, yeah. You got to work for it, but over time, you bet.
But you look up, especially you got kids, young kids who go to college. That could be their college. That could pay for their college.
Excellent college fund, you bet.
What about something like that? Say people going to ASU. Your kids are say the kids. The kids are going to ASU. Great opportunity for them to buy a house in San Angelo. That'd be right up your line, wouldn't it?
No, yeah, we see some of that. I was fortunate enough to do that when I was in Lubbock. Dad helped me buy one up there, and in the 4 years or so that we owned that house, did a little work to it and came out in the end and walked away when we sold that house with some nice money to go start my new life back here in San Angelo. And that's a great that's a great plan, rent out a couple of rooms to roommates or whatever. And sure, we work with folks on that on a pretty regular basis.
In fact, I did the same thing for Eli and Lubbock and you know, let the roommates help out and do that and then have some equity at the end.
Sure.
But you think about your program, you do a 5-year balloon. Well, if you're buying a house for your son, let's hope he does it within 5 years.
You hope.
You know,
you hope.
That's the goal. Yeah. 4 is the goal, sometimes 3.
Unless they're going to be a doctor, maybe. Yeah.
I kind of did that to my dad. At UT, and I said, well, Dad, you know, a lot of people take 5 years to graduate. And he goes, yeah, they're called lawyers and doctors, and you ain't either one.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I get to pay my last year. Mm-hmm. So. But it's a great opportunity. I guarantee Richard can help you if you go in and talk to him. You'll be happy unless something just, well, we don't know what's going to happen next year with elections, but that always changes our environment.
You never know, you bet.
But if everything keeps like it is, you're going to be real, real happy in 3 to 5 years that you did that.
Absolutely. So, you know, most mortgages don't wind up being 15, 20, 30 years. In a lot of cases, they wind up being 3, 4, 5, maybe a little longer. People move.
I've never been in a house 5 years.
Or whatever, yeah. So sometimes that five-year balloon for a lot of folks just doesn't make a whole lot of difference. And there's a lot of folks out there that have a huge down payment and they don't need to borrow much. And sometimes when that loan gets on the smaller side, the secondary market doesn't want to touch it because there's not a lot of upfront fees. And so, you know, we do some of that kind of stuff as well. You only need to borrow 50 out of 200. Come on, we'll put you on a 5-year fixed or a 10-year, whatever.
I'm going to throw you one out there. If we do, you know, we have them called kitty condo loans, and you don't see those happening very much anymore. Like something they try and then they don't work. But if we, let's say Mr. Brown, his son is going to ASU and he wants to buy a house here, would that be considered owner-occupied with his son living there?
There is a way to set it up owner-occupy, you know, with the son taking title to the property and being a borrower as well, which is a great credit-building tool for the son, yeah, to get out of school.
Y'all could basically do a real kiddie condo loan by putting it in the son's name with the dad co-signing.
Generally with a strong co-signer like dad, you bet.
So that would be a perfect scenario.
5% down, closing costs.
And just like you and your dad did, you graduate from college, and instead of having some debt or a huge amount of debt, you've got a nest egg.
I had a great little sum to come put down for my next home, and you bet. No, it worked beautifully.
So. But Richard, how'd they get a hold of you?
You can certainly come by the office. You can look at us on the web at transtexas.coop. You can call me at 944-3184. We love to even spend 10 minutes on the phone with folks, just getting a quick bit of their story to kind of see how that might fit into our program and our policies. And we love to have those informal conversations, and then we can always go to the application step from there. So.
Awesome. And their office is located right off Loop 306.
So. Right on Loop 306, right with all the other credit unions.
Okay. Well, I know you're a busy man. We're going to let you get out of here. We'll take a quick commercial break.